Welcome to the Kiki's Big Adventures Family Travel Podcast, here to help inspire and plan your family's next big adventure. Kiki's Big Adventures all started with the award-winning picture book series starring Kiki, the globe-trotting cat, exploring the world's diverse places, people, and cultures. I'm Shannon, the author and creator of Kiki's Big Adventures. Moms and families loved the books and asked for help planning their own adventures. So the podcast was created to help. Adventure awaits! Shauna, welcome back to the podcast.
I'm so excited to be back on the podcast.
This is a first for us, I have to say. A before trip and an after trip in back-to-back episodes. Shauna has rejoined us because she just went on her Italy and Greece adventures. So we're so excited to have you back to talk about them.
Thank you so much.
Well, where do you want to start?
Let's start in Italy. We started in Rome, and that was so much fun. I love big cities, and this is a big city. It gave us a real chance to walk, and it's one of those places where anywhere you walk, you're going to see things, and that was really, really fun for us and the kids. When I was in Egypt many, many years ago, I remember driving into Valley of the Kings, and there was this sign on the side of the road that said it in Arabic and then English, you are in the embrace of the history. And that's how I felt walking around Rome, because anywhere you walk, you turn around a corner and then all of a sudden there's an ancient Roman building or there's something from the church in the early years. It takes your breath away.
I'm always amazed when you round that corner and then the Trevi Fountain is kind of just jammed into that tiny square.
I think that was probably one of the kids' favorite things. We're like, we're going to go to the Colosseum and we're going to go like bike riding out to the aqueducts. But the kids are like, ooh, fountain. Like they just wanted to put their hands in the fountain. And, you know, you as a parent, you get excited for very like specific things, the culture, the history, but it's just those little things that really stick with the kids, and it's fun to see.
Very cool. So how many days were you in Rome?
We spent 3 nights, but we were there for like 2 full days.
Right.
Got in the first day and we just walked around. We went to the Trevi Fountain, the Spanish Steps, got some pasta. Next day we did Colosseum and the Forum. The third day we did a bike tour out to the aqueducts and down the ancient Appian Way, which was cool. Very bumpy. It's the old cobblestones, which is like, you know, they're only like 2000 years old. No big deal.
Oh, nice. I've never heard of anyone do that bike trip. So that's neat. But yeah, bumpy.
It was so bumpy. The kids loved it. The adults, not so much.
Not so much. And then from there, did you go to Pompeii?
We took the train down to Naples and we did a day tour in Pompeii. I will say it wasn't my favorite tour. I was there years ago and like a 2-hour tour just scratches the surface. This place is huge. There's so much to see. And I really wish that we had done it on our own without a tour company because I feel like we missed so much. And you know, when you're going, especially if you're coming from the States, you're going somewhere like this, you may never get the opportunity to go again. So you really don't want to feel like you missed it. But what we did discover on that tour was a little winery on Mount Vesuvius called Sorrentino. And we went for a wine tasting and lunch. And first of all, just like sitting on Mount Vesuvius was like a really cool experience, but it was a lovely winery. And that was something that us and the kids really, really enjoyed.
Oh, very neat.
Yeah.
So then did you fly out of Naples?
We flew out of Naples with Ryanair. We actually found a $10 flight from Naples to Santorini.
You are kidding me. I know Ryan is cheap, but that is. And you actually got to sit down. That's always the joke.
That's not standing room only.
Right.
I mean, the thing that you have to understand about Ryanair, that's just for you. That's just for you and like a purse, right? If you bring any suitcases, it's like $50 per suitcase per person. So it can get really pricey. see. We specifically for that reason only traveled with backpacks. So six of us, four backpacks, with each all having our own backpack for 2 weeks. And we just washed things as we went along. So we can get away with a $10 flight because we're traveling on a budget, but we made it work. So yes, direct flight from Naples to Santorini.
I love that. That's a good idea.
Pack those Tide Pods.
Yes. Okay, so you're off to Greece.
Yes. So I had been to Naples and Rome and Athens before. Santorini was like, for me, that was the place that I had never been and I really wanted to go. I didn't realize how much the kids were going to love it. It's really talked about as like a romantic, like a couple's destination, which it absolutely is. But because we were like the first week of April, it's the off season. It's not terribly warm and you're going to like a beachy place. We had so much fun exploring. We walked up to Fira from our little villa every day. The food there was amazing. It was actually my favorite food in Greece, which I was not expecting. There's a cable car there that takes you down to the water. We took a boat out to the volcano on the crater. Kids absolutely loved that. We're like, we're standing on a volcano, you guys. And that just blew their minds. And then I think I talked about this before. The thing I was most excited for, I moved heaven and earth to find a place where we could do ATVs with the kids. Well, they called me the day before. Someone on their team got COVID, so they canceled all the tours just to be safe. I was absolutely heartbroken. This was like the one adventure thing that I was excited about. And we ended up getting a tour with the company that just gave us our airport transfer. And they just drove us around to places on the island. So we went to Black Beach, we went to Red Beach, and literally just going to the beaches where my kids could hike up their leggings and splash in the water and jump over the waves. That was another just highlight of the trip for them.
I love Santorini. It's just such a magical place. And I'm so glad the kids loved it because like you said, it's not always considered a family-friendly destination, but there's so much to do and see and Ia and Fira and the beaches. It's just great.
Well, you don't always have to do things either. I'm one of those people, like if I'm going to go on vacation, I want to see things. I want to get out there. I want to go, go, go. But, you know, sometimes just finding a great place to hang out and just immerse yourself in it. That's really what the kids remember. And that was just one of those experiences. They could have stayed on that beach and just played in the waves all day. Then we headed to Athens. Athens is one of my favorite cities in the world. And my son, who is 12 going on 13, got him into mythology when he was young, read all the Percy Jackson books. Being able to see where the temples to the gods was just like mind-blowing for him. The first day we took a tour up to Delphi. That was a lot of fun. We really enjoyed that. My third baby, her name is Daphne. And there at one point in the tour, they were telling us about the nymph Daphne and the history of the laurel tree. And right before they started, the tour guide turns to her and says, oh, you should be my helper. What's your name? And she says, Daphne. And the woman looks at me and says, is she joking? I said, no, that's her name. So after that trip, they took leaves off one of the laurel trees at Delphi and made like a laurel crown for her.
Oh, how sweet.
She just felt so connected. Like she was so happy to tell everyone her name and that she had a Greek name after that. We went up to the Acropolis, which my son was just absolutely tickled pink by. My favorite part is actually just walking in the Plaka. I love just being immersed in the shops, and there's some like real specialty shops in there and some great places to eat. That was an amazing experience as well.
Yeah, I love Plaka. The restaurants. There was this place outside of the Agora that we loved to just go and get a Greek salad and fried zucchini with tzatziki. It's just walking around is one of the, just like Rome. It's, there's crazy history to see throughout the city.
You know what else we did? So you mentioned just walking around. So after we went up to the Acropolis, I really wanted to take I'm going to butcher this. I'm sorry. Lycabettus Hill, the highest point in Athens. It's about an hour walk, right? So we just decided we're going to walk with the kids and just walking through these little neighborhoods and side streets was just so much fun to see the culture and the little shops and the restaurants. And it was beautiful. And then we got up there, it was really crowded. And, you know, quickly, the kids didn't want to stay because it was really crowded. But there's a little cafe up there. So we ended up sitting down and getting some food and some drinks. And the view is stunning. And we got to hang out there as the sun was setting in Athens and the city just started to light up. Would highly recommend hanging out at the top of the hill for sure.
There was one thing that you said you guys were going to do outside of Athens that you thought was going to be the kids' favorite. Did you do it?
The donkeys. Oh my gosh. How did I miss the donkeys? So it was literally the highlight of the trip. Now I feel like quite the ass, all the puns intended. The only day that we could do the donkeys was right when we flew into Athens. So we had the kids up at 5 a.m. to get our flight for 7. We got in at 9. We put our stuff down. And at 1 o'clock, we went out in the countryside to go walk the donkeys. So this is a donkey rescue. They were very clear. You know, you don't ride donkeys. As soon as we got out of the car, immediately all of the adults were like, oh my gosh, this is so beautiful. It's this like idyllic little farm and it was beautiful. They matched us all up with donkeys and then they talked to us about how to take care of them. We got to brush our donkeys and then we literally took our donkeys for a walk out in the countryside. Some of the donkeys wanted to be walked. Some of the donkeys did not. We had a runaway donkey at one point. It was hilarious. That really resonated with the kids and even the adults. And we were all fighting over like whose donkey was the coolest donkey. So we bought t-shirts from them, which support the rescue. And then we got like Cricut letters. So mine says Team Lemon and my son says Team Tiger. So we all have our t-shirts that say which donkey is the best.
That is so cute. Oh, I'm glad it was a big hit.
It was. And just like the biking in Rome, I'm always looking for things that are not on the main menu, something that's going to be just a unique experience. And I do love the ethical animal experiences when we can find them. And this was just one of them. That was a great family. We had so much fun hanging out with the donkeys. And then they made us a homemade meal afterwards. It was just, it was an amazing experience. And I know it's one that the kids are never going to forget.
Well, okay. I've got to ask, where is the next adventure going to be?
The next adventure is Paris.
Very nice.
The kids are really excited. My daughter is 7, almost 8. And a couple of years ago, I don't know if it was on Netflix or something, was Fancy Nancy. So Fancy Nancy is always telling you the fancy way to say things, using French words and talking about Paris. So my daughter just got it in her head that she wanted to go to Paris. So that's the next trip.
Well, she's going to love Kiki's Big Adventures in Paris.
She is. That's the next book for our collection.
And I love that they had Kiki's Rome and Kiki's Athens adventure when they got back.
They were so excited to be able to say, oh my gosh, I've seen this. Like I've been there. And then for the one place we hadn't been, for London, after that, all, you know, I want to go see Big Ben or I want to go do this in London. I've already planned out our travel itinerary and it's so cool to see them take such an interest in our adventures.
Yay. Well, I'm glad Kiki could help a little bit. Well, Shauna, we're going to have you back after London, after Paris, all of these upcoming adventures. Thank you so much for coming again for a second time and for sharing all of these little unique parts of your family adventures. It's very fun and inspiring.
Thank you, Shannon.
Thank you for joining us on the Kiki's Big Adventures Family Travel Podcast. Visit the episode webpage for all the details from today and lots more travel planning resources. We look forward to traveling with you on the next episode. Adventure awaits!